We may have massaged those facts slightly.
You're a talented guy.
Yeah, we had some PR people in as well.
You hired an advertising agency?
It was the Brits' idea.
They get to choose?
Well, they got a whole lot of money tied up over there. British Petroleum is big in Kuwait.
They paid, I hope.
The Citizens for a Free Kuwait settled that bill.
Who are they?
They're our first lie.
Sound like straight up guys to me.
The major problem we've identified. It's basically a feudal monarchy who run the place like it's their personal possession.
They're not the worst.
Let's be frank, that's only because most of their neighbors have rewritten the tyrant's book of favorite tortures.
That's the Brit.
Seconded from their embassy. Military attaché.
We think we can promote it as one of the most progressive countries in the region.
Diana from Hill and Knowlton.
What? Is it all Brits?
It's British owned.
Are they all called Diana over there?
They have an assembly. They have elections.
But women don't get a vote. If you can't prove Kuwaiti nationality since the 1920s, you don't vote. So out of about 2 million inhabitants, that leaves 65,000 men with a vote. They get to elect half the representatives, and the emir dissolved the assembly in 86 anyway.
Does anybody actually complain? I mean, really?
The Badoons, the dispossessed, the women, and the 500,000 immigrant workers. Kuwaitis have a nasty habit of taking away their passports and using them as slave labor.
Not great PR to front-load that either. Americans like hard workers.
If we might possibly... Number 10 is very keen to hear your strategic overview.
Okay, we're talking an information day, maybe first week of September, on as many college campuses as we can. Mm-hmm. There'll be print packs for that. We're allowing 400K for printing. Week or so later, we reckoned a national day of prayer for Kuwait, as many churches as we can. We'll also be lobbying state governors for a nationwide Free Kuwait Day.
Bumper stickers, T-shirts, caps.
We have 600K allocated for video production and a further $1 million for research.
Sounds great. I've just one issue, if I can just clarify, maybe a misunderstanding.
Well, go right ahead.
Citizens for Free Kuwait. I've seen the latest donation list.
Patriotic guys, right?
Who've donated a total of $16,342.
I don't have the figures in front of me right now.
So where do we get the $2.1 million so far itemized?
We have someone willing to underwrite costs.
The state of Kuwait, yes?
They have donated on behalf of their citizens.
The thing is, you see, we have a law in this country, maybe you didn't know. The Foreign Agents Registration Act.
We are all aware of it.
Enacted when it was found that the Nazi Party was paying lobbying firms.
Public relations has a strict code of ethics.
Well, if you're working for a foreign government, you have to register this with the Justice Department. It's the law.
No, we are working for the citizens for a free Kuwait.
Her Majesty's government sees CFK as a grassroots...